a part of the show. Call in and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
All right, we return from that political forum with the two candidates from the 4th Plymouth District. Sean and Patrick did a real nice job. And our next guest, now, I don't know if I've given you enough time, Ben, but can you tease something as to who our next guest is going to be? Do you have something that you could pull up from the computer? He's like, I can't. It's in there somewhere. Who I have here with me is a gentleman who is an independent candidate for the same seat, the fourth Plymouth State Rep seat. We have Mr. Joseph Armstrong, part of the
Armstrong Brothers.
Welcome to Monday Night Talk.
Well, thank you for having me.
And he brought his guitar.
I did, to wrap up with a little patriotic tune, maybe. What do you say, Kevin?
Christine James did ask if you were going to take requests. And I says, well, let me see.
I know Christine from years back interviewing us at various volunteer music events, like at the Animal Shelter in Scituate. I remember that fondly.
Well. Okay. Yeah. What's your repertoire as far as from music? What do you like to...
Oh, jeez. Eagles, America, James Taylor, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Grateful Dead, Beatles, Elvis. And we go all the way back to the 40s. We just played a nice senior volunteer gig at a local nursing home, in fact, where they asked for Sentimental Journey from the 1940s. And we pulled it right out of the book, Kevin.
It's funny you say that, because last night, myself and my missus, we actually went to the Foo Fighters. And... guess who walks out? None other than Joe Walsh.
Wow, he goes way back.
He goes way back. But they were really trying to rock out last night. And he actually did a cover of his song. it's funny because he was performing with the Foo Fighters. Performing a cover, of course, his song, Rocky Mountain Way.
So, oh, wow, okay.
Very interesting.
And sounds like a nice night out with your wife.
Well, and we know that this weekend the Eagles were in town, too. They actually were playing at the
Boston. I grew up learning Eagles tones, literally learning how to play guitar in the 70s.
What's your song of choice?
Oh, geez. Peaceful, Easy Feeling. In fact, we'll be doing that among other country rock classics at a volunteer show my band does every year for the town now, concert series.
Now, are you the instrumental guy? Are you the guitar guy? Are you the guitar singer?
You know what? I'm the guy who plays every instrument that's necessary. I play banjo, mandolin, guitar, bass, ukuleles, because my brother has the best lead voice. He couldn't be with us today because he's a hardworking guy supporting his
Understood.
Wife and kids.
Maybe next time.
Hey, we planned on it, but he couldn't get away, unfortunately.
It would have been fantastic. Been a nice way to end the segment. And just to kind of tease, we're going to replay you an interview we did with Lara Zara a couple of months ago. She was talking about, do you know who Lara Zara is?
I don't, if you could remind me.
Lara actually is somebody who's appeared on the Discovery Channel.
Wow.
Naked and Afraid. This is where you are a survivalist.
Oh.
And you go out with either a flint or a knife. That's it. In a burlap bag.
Wow.
And you have to rough it in some of the world's toughest terrain for 21 days.
It sounds tougher than running as an independent candidate for state rep.
I don't think they get a very big check. I think it's just for the honor of of being able to survive in some of the toughest, areas of the planet.
And I have to say, I don't have a TV and haven't watched TV in many years, except at my favorite bistro now and then. But I keep up with radio. I'm a big fan of radio news. Tuned into shortwave, in fact, international broadcast all the time to keep up on
the
opinions.
Are you a ham guy?
Excuse me?
Are you a ham radio guy?
I am not, but I have a receiver that picks up international broadcast. I pick up, Netherlands news in English, from Germany, Russia, Cuba.
Like a Renaissance man.
Everything.
I'm loving it. So why the heck do you want to be a state representative? What made you say, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring because I want to be a guy who goes into Boston on a daily basis fighting traffic and fighting for the residents of Marshfield and Scituate?
Well, I've been a fighter my whole career. In fact, I'm a professional problem solver. For 20 years, I've run a business in real estate development specializing in affordable housing.
Okay.
And if you can imagine how difficult it is to form consensus among state, local, county governments, sometimes in states farther out, over a four-year period before it's in the ground. I just did that in Hazen, North Dakota. I want to give a shout-out to my friends there.
Okay.
There's a beautiful 18-unit senior affordable housing complex where there was just bare ground before. Pulled together the team As you know, there was a big oil boom out there back in 2015, and the state was wise enough to put about half of their oil tax revenues aside into some affordable housing funds for the community and paid for most of it. And they had trouble finding consultants, and an engineer in Boston said, Joe, they're calling you out to western North Dakota. Get your cowboy hat and get ready to go.
It's funny you say that, because this is a little-known Monday Night Talk factoid. And that is that I have two children that live in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Both fantastic states. I drove into South Dakota many times. But again, I was in the western part of the state about an hour north of Bismarck. Yeah. Up near Sakakawea, the largest lake. That's why I went there, Ken.
You said that with a straight face.
Sakakawea Lake. Yeah. It's like up in Lake Winnipesaukee to us. Yeah.
Very nice. So you're somebody who a problem solver.
Right.
I like the 40B element, because we know that we have our druthers here in the state when it comes to 40B.
I would like to state for the record, I'm the only real estate development specialist in affordable housing in the state known to be an activist against Chapter 40B.
Really?
Yes. Why? Because it takes away private property rights of neighbors. We should be incentivizing creation of affordable housing by providing infrastructure support, school support. Instead, what we do is we go into a town like Pembroke, nice and woodsy, that you, Kevin, if you wanted to move into a low-density neighborhood with your family and you have kids and you want to be able to ride bicycles safely, you have property rights, and you check it out with your attorney. You see that it's one-acre zoning, and then all of a sudden, 500 units are moving next door. I don't think that's just to the people. There's a better way to do it. I've turned down consistently during my career any adversarial 40Bs. In contrast, in Scituate, I've been proud to be the pro bono consultant now for three and a half years on this project and for 10 years prior on a friendly 40B. That's the way to go. It means that the taxpayers, the selectmen, have to vote for it. They have to support it. When a town says we want affordable housing, we need a consultant, that's when I go to work. I do not participate in any deals that are forced upon
a
community.
It's a standoff, right?
I don't believe in that. And that's one of the reforms that I'll try to implement once I'm successfully elected to the State House of Representatives.
Why run as an independent candidate? Why not get into the scrum as a member of a party?
Well, I've seen, unfortunately, too much bickering at the state and the federal level between the parties and too many lost opportunities to work together, Kevin. I believe in issue coalition government and solving problems. That's our motto. Let's solve problems together. You'll see it on our banner when my volunteers and I start hanging that over the highway a little bit down the line. I think, for instance, in our town government, at town halls, I worked on the advisory committee for 3 years looking at details of our budgets in Scituate. Mm-hmm. Proud of my work there. And not once did anyone ask me what my party was. They didn't care. We just solved problems at that time on that issue. I want to be able to say to someone like you, Kevin, hey, I believe taxes should be lower. I think that they're a detriment to the creation of new business opportunities and our youth who want to follow their dreams and hire their neighbors and friends, just like I did, and built it up slowly. I had a 5-person staff, people from Marshfield, Hingham, Scituate, working for me, paying their mortgages, and the multiplier effect of that. I was proud to have a business. Now, I've just recently scoped down, and before I ever decided to run for office, by the way, my plan A was to retire early from the real estate development business, though it's been good to me, and teach guitar like my twin brother does for a living to kids of the area. And then Mr. Cantwell, who I greatly admire, decided to move along to other challenges, and we wish him well in his new legislative aide position with the Markey office, and it opened the seat up. And I had friends from both parties, let me tell you, Kevin, call me and say, Joe, now's your time. Because they know I've been talking about this since I've been in high school. In fact, Sean is a great guy, and we have respect for each other. I do for all the candidates. Mm. I want to say we are lucky. This is not a situation like in Lawrence, Mass., when ex-felons are running for office. Mm. We have all six honest, ethical candidates here, and I believe no matter who wins, we're going to have honest representation in the House of Representatives. Having said that, I believe I am best positioned with my experience, with my civic history in this area, with my volunteer work, my work on town, city, and commissions, bylaw changes, a lot of work I've done just because I love the community just like my fellow candidates do. And I believe I can better affect change as an independent candidate. As far as my motivation for running, Kevin, I grew up right here in Marshfield by the marshes. I used to canoe from the earliest time I can remember. I remember swimming in the South River Marsh, right, that flows around Southport.
Be taking out my microphone.
I'm sorry. I just gave you a whack.
We need those for
you. See, I talk with my hands, as my aides know there. I got to be careful. I'll be a little more careful of your expensive equipment.
I talk with my hands, too.
That's all right.
It's okay.
But in my own family circumstance, we were the typical blue-collar, hard-working family. My father worked for the power company. But after about 20 years, his Korean War disability came back full force. He collapsed at work, taken out in an ambulance. He was long-term hospitalization. And we faced some real challenges, and I realized then and there, I was 10 years old, I had great teachers, that we got by because this community did not let us go down. It was the veterans agents. It was the neighbor who gave all of us in the Armstrong family free music lessons, wouldn't take my parents' money. It was the opposite. It was Charlie Lanzetter at the golf club who said, I know seventh grade is usually the youngest for caddies, but I know your dad's in trouble. Why don't you come work here? It was just people who stepped up and did so in an honorable way. It was the neighbors who hired me to mow their lawns and such, knowing we needed that money to pay for my school clothes when I was 10 or 11. So I've been working 20 hours a week since I've been about 12. Great opportunity. That doesn't happen in every community, but Marshfield pulled around me the veterans halls, the Elks, the Kiwanis. And I've been, in fact, an active volunteer for the veterans music here for 30 years or something, playing at their events, my brothers and I, to try to give back. This is a unique way for me to give back my entire 35-year professional experience. And I hope people will see that the party affiliation piece, I haven't been in a party for 15 years. It's just not
You've
me.
You've performed at a party, but you haven't been a part of
a
governmental party system.
I have not. I do music, but I've backed up Ray Flynn, and I've also backed up Republicans. Ray used to hire us during his campaign to back him because he said, you make me sound better than any other Irish band there is.
Very nice guy. I've had a chance to interview and talk to Ray a number of times.
He's a gentleman.
He's a gentleman, and you can see why he was elected so many times repeatedly in the city of Boston and representing those communities. I have to ask you, have you ever held an office or been appointed to anything like that?
Oh, sure, yes. Okay. I served a 3-year term from 2003 to 2006 on the advisory committee.
Okay.
Again, following the leadership of other people, I was never the chair of that one. But later on, a couple of years later, I served as the chairperson of the Council on Aging in Scituate. I was the leader of the successful bylaw that was passed in 2006 called the Scituate Private Protection Act. You may remember the New London case, Kelo versus New London, when the outrageous taking of constitutional authority under the people took place, where 84 houses were taken by eminent domain, not for a school, not for a public use, but to sell to a billionaire condo developer who wanted to take those homes. And the Supreme Court, by a 5-4 vote, said to all those people, the heck with you. The town can take your house, whether you like it or not, and we'll sell it for luxury condos. And the court said that in enhancing the community's tax base was public use. Well, I objected right away, and I read the 85-page opinion because I'm a civic nut. And it said that localities could further restrict that definition. Well, I followed through, pulled my neighbors together, and I said, look, if Bill Gates wants to take over all of Fourth Cliff, and I had a house on the beach there and put condos up, I'm fighting it with tooth and nail, let me tell you, and we need a bylaw to prevent it, and I made it clear. And by the way, that passed with the unanimous opposition, respectful opposition, of my peers on the selectmen and the advisory committee. No one was with me, but the people were with me, and they voted it almost by acclamation. The selectman came up later, Jim Pollard, a good buddy, and he said, Joe, you better check with the town historian. I said, why? He said, I think that's the first time in historical memory that a bylaw has passed with the unanimous opposition of all the advisory and selectmen. Similarly, at town meeting here, there was one particular article that was not passed. I stood up in polite objection to it. It was the only article that did not pass. Again, it had the unanimous support of all the committees involved. It didn't pass. It was on the leases on the Pudding Hill Water Tower. I put my real estate experience to bear on that, and I said, look, we can triple or quadruple that money and go from $25,000 a year to maybe $150,000 a year. Went to our great town Town manager the next day, Mike Maresco, offered my professional pro bono services to put together the RFP contracts and the other outreach. And I'm, you know, if they want my help on that, that's fine. But they've got a good crew there. I'm hoping they have that under control themselves.
Yeah, we're speaking with Joe Armstrong, candidate, independent candidate for state rep of 4th Plymouth District. He's here for just a couple of more moments again, talking about his campaign for office. And we get a couple more moments left before you can pick up your guitar.
You ask any questions you'd like.
I will. But this is going to probably be a final question because you seem like somebody who really likes to give an in-depth answer to the question.
Sure.
And that is, what would you say is the top issue right now that when you're out and you're campaigning, you're telling folks about your campaign, what are you hearing from the folks on the street as to what their concerns are?
They want the government to back off from their day-to-day lives. With due respect, in the last administration on the federal government level, there was intrusion that I never thought would be possible in this country. And I think things are different now. I think with the Tax Reform Act of 2017, what do we see? Help wanted signs everywhere. Wages going up in all classifications of employment. People will pay a tax that's fair and for which there's warning. But I fought respectfully with our good former representative, Jim Cantwell, the imposition of a two-week warning tax that would have effectively, the tech tax in 2013.
Oh, that, yeah, but that was,
do you remember that?
But well, that was part of the transportation bill.
They snuck it right in the middle of the night.
It was the Trojan horse that they kind of wobbled in. They go, oh, this is good for our infrastructure.
Right.
And it was either 600 or 800 million. I remember it well.
Yeah.
Because there were a number of taxes that were built into that bad boy.
Without any warning, on July 2nd, I get a call from my accountant, again, a good accounting firm in Marshfield. Yep. All we small businesses, we hire local firms, yep, subcontractors. And he told me about this. And I said, what are you talking about? I paid like $40,000 in income taxes last year from this company. I have to, you're going to charge a service tax on my invoices for my proposed computer software affiliate. I was going to hire five more people and expand my business. And I politely told Jim,
right,
you know, I couldn't do that. I'd close my business down before I'd pay it. It took 3 months before the governor and the legislature backed down and repealed it. I couldn't wait. I don't want that to happen to other starting businesses,
sure,
like this new business right down the street. I want to see more signs like this. Stellwagen, whatever the legal business is, I want it here in Marshfield and Scituate. We shouldn't pick and choose and subsidize one business over another. I went into the market. I competed against other consultants, and that's the way it should be for anyone in any business, and keep the government as far away from it as possible.
That bill was under the Patrick administration.
It sure was.
Remember that? And that also had infamous gas tax.
Unbelievable.
That was the reoccurring one that didn't need a vote. And then, we had the ballot question that overturned it, that you could, it would require a vote if you were going to go up on the gas tax.
Absolutely. And the people spoke back and they said, enough. We want to vote taxes so we have an opportunity to comment on it as a citizenry. I've been in several hearings as a citizen at the State House. I actually spend time, and I want to give credit to Jim Cantwell. He's invited me in a couple of times. And we've worked together on several issues. We are friendly, by the way. We respectfully disagreed on the tax.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong.
Absolutely.
But he helped us. Let me tell you, it was Jim Cantwell and Patrick O'Connor who helped us get the new funding for the Lawson senior residences that are going up in Scituate. Without Jim, we couldn't have done it. He got us right into the office, invited senior officials from the DHCD, and he worked hard on it. And Scituate people and Marshfield people could be proud and thankful of his service, and I am.
Website for folks to find out more about you before you pick up the guitar.
www.josepharmstrong.com. And I must say, there is a Joe Armstrong in Tennessee who is a felon in jail for a $350,000 tax scandal. So if you Google Joe Armstrong for state rep, unfortunately, that idiot is coming up first. And we're working with a Google ad campaign to solve that. But I have no relation.
Do you have the same middle initial, though?
You know what? I don't think so. But again, when you Google Joe Armstrong for state rep, you'll find
What's your middle initial?
It's M, Joseph M. Armstrong.
You might want to implement the M, I think.
I think we'll pull that in. I think that's
a good
tip.
You can
have
that. That's a freebie. So if you will.
All right.
He wants to play us out into the segment. Again, Mr. Armstrong has been our guest here, and he's going to, again, play us a little something before we go. I was kind of intrigued because I know he was here with Rob and Lisa. And I think there was a request to play the guitar, and you weren't able to.
No, well, you know what? I wasn't able to. It was only a three-minute interview, interview, and I understand those limits. But thanks for that opportunity. This is my official campaign song. This Land Is Your Land speaks to the spirit of America and the nonpartisanship of our country.
Boys and girls, Joe Armstrong.
This land is your land. This land is my land. to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
That's you and me, Kevin, not the parties. Let's get control by the people of our government once again. Elect Joe Armstrong, independent candidate. Thank you for your time today.
You got it. All right, we're going to step aside. And when we come back, Laura Zara of Discovery's Naked and Afraid fame, author of Modern Guide to Knife Making, right here on Monday Night Talk, heard only on 95.9.
It's been a pleasure, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.